Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chekutanga uhlelo lwakuqala lwalonyaka umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muriem Zimbabwe, ndinom kamchiram chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome, twakazwa muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, bonke, and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, it's been the first show of 2020. I found it very important, ukuthi, we set the tempo for 2020. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tichitarisira mberi, tichiona kuti gore rino, umnyaka ka 2020, izinto zizabe zihamba njani. For abantu abasakhulayo, we're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle on your side hustles? We know my Zimbabweans, wechidiki, ma hustle, ai waku gona mnogona ko hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakunjalo ungkuma live acting when munokwan sound phone live. +12024695207 Ngiyaphinda njalo +12024650318 pa WhatsApp and then live kucingo abafisa ungifonela +12024695207 Mune Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio. Abasemakhaya listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, tripo pa zwekari pa 4930 pa 13860 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz ku shortwave. And on the internet, ubulembu bokhumana, ubulembu bokuzilibazisa, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, tripozwekarepa, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, pindai mchirongwa mundudzo maonrenyu, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMikeove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana ukuthi utawutaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MYKE3.
At Big Mike 3, go Twitter njalo go Instagram, BI3GMYKE3. Gotwa, linga kichimilengale go Twitter la go Instagram, lifisu lami, nkona konapa, go kasi letuele VOA Ndebele, pa VOA Shona Tripos Rekare, pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mchita mchirongwa, sakanga nupa ma Facebook page in matatu, you can write your name and number in the comment section, tshange chukufo right live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Muhle, Mthokazo Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, the first program of 2020. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mungorera 2019. Vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put the mic mina umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi isomnotho somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. Andi mamira kaita upfumi wenyika, aiwa arungwenderambera achienda kumawere. Saka aiwa ndati nasi muchirongwa ndiunzo ma community leaders wanita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Tinzi wakuti ivo gorera 2019 wakaroona ose. Uyezve pane vamwe wakatotanga zvirongwa zvine chinangwa zvokusimudzira vechidiki macommunities akasiyana siyana sikangeli kupa lo munumzana Decent Pachila kuhlelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kickstarted and it's already started helping. So ngifisa ukuzwa ukuthi as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth, are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso, lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kickstarted a program that targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pachila and his mates decided to come together and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pachila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Ayana Michelle Muma. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I took my O-level at Mutaji High School, where I managed to obtain 8 O-level courses. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my 2 A-level courses. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been both motivating and inspiring. Hence, I had a passion in nursing and I love providing care, comfort and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us we could not apply. But it was because of this team, at the end we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted and I went all the way to Parinyatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real date of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real date of the interviews. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I would use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Jogo. I'm from Plumkit District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madlambuta High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I'd always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Parorenyata Hospital, and I also had. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGS that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the e-ness is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints. Since the website was so down and it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully, but they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Minister of Health and Child Care, talking to the HPR of the Minister of Health and Child Care. They've been there for us in everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free. And I'm really grateful.
Liabezwa phela abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are, you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka ka 2019 bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi ise Harare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasatholi amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lomnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakanyatso kurudzi yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible ukuthi such programs can be not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tichona ukuthi wechidiki, can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyezwa ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti, unjani?
Ngiyabonga Mike, wetha.
Hayi, ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila lati.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nami ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwehlelo.
So early on, Decent, I was playing a video lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
I think the first thing is that people, this is what, there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we went out to say. We need to show that there are people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, Decent, the year 2019, umnyaka 2019 seemed to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining, where city, you know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxa yokuthi they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because ungananzelela ukuthi nga singabantu mhlala lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza i-tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. Mm. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, my taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, you have taxes now coming in. Literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were so gone. Now, so with the tax angels, the way over west, you also have the issues of which our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people, because the unemployment continues to move on while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer in Zimbabwe. So, umnyaka 2019, we will soon be
cool in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Decent, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe Mabakunzi wakuna va Decent Bajila. He was a young gentleman who decided aiwa ini nevango wangu vechidiki ngatibata neitwono kutinga batsira sei vanhu vechidiki vanobva ku Maruwa kuna uku kuna Namatabeleland kuna na Midlands kune vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vasiri kuwanawo mikana encompassing kune zviri kuitika kuna na Harare na kuna na Bulawayo. Ngiyezo kuti ngilomlaleli ndirikunzwa kuti ndinomuteereri wangu wokutanga umlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo. Kola kola mtereri, nya wamgela ukshelo, welcome, unechirongwa chelu, who's on the line there?
Ya, isu tuta waone zekuti ku Zimbabwe zaka umasinga iti.
Aripari nare mdiani mdata? Mdata, aripari nare mdiani?
Tendai.
Oh, mkoma tendai, zirufambe.
Zirufambe, kuseiko ku mita jonga yandile.
Aywa, di Mike, aripo, taura, mkoma jonga wangu, aripari edu, ambo, tizoro reinda, ambo, tindipinde usemu mwochi niki.
Okay.
Ndugunzo watu maamishito wawa kutuza maundrenyu ifa ima tuza mkomu.
Kuchipingi zaka tuume lao kumana indoka kuchipingi pati kuchipingi zaka tuume lao. Kambo vakacho wanja mbendoko alale haa zisikuisa kumana mbucha dolo ndete kimiye papi haa zaka tuume lao FHD.
Gorera 2019 makari wana usei mkomu atendai.
Ki?
Dati gorera 2019 makari wana usei. Vano vane mikana vane atingati talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinonyatsodadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pane pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chii chinoita kuti vasabatane vonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii?
chinga tazingi kuti apana vanhu vakuva toshada na mumwe vanhu vachidiki ngauyaitire zvakati kwete zvakani even makambani ese apana makambani kushanda kana chichi kuitika tikada kutsvaga mabasa achikubva kuna mabasa ende uchida kuona basa unenge utoeneka mari kanakana uchingochizirikana nemukuru pakambani iyoyo inenge ichishanda yacho iyoyo saa apana kachatobasa kuti kutotsikirwa nevakuva kumusoro kwedu vanhu kushotitsikire
aiwa takunzai zvinoporera 2020 nemaondo renyu zvinhu zvichachinja here vechidiki vachawanawo mukana wekuzvisimudzira
ine kutoona kwangu kuti zvichinjeka kunge tatombochinja hunge tiri kutungamirira tomboona kuti imbotsvatsvagawo mumwe mutungamiriri just uipo wakafanana wanga angoipo kudhara angatoipo wanga ati nani hatinombosvika pakutambudzika svapatasvika izvizvi
aiwa takunzai zvakanaka mukoma tendai tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa All right, muri Zimbabwe, Mtswakazo Moshe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongsakulayo, yena, he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uti ubona ngani, umnyaka 2019. As I mentioned early on, just like abanye abasakhulayo that entered the program, mhlaka 31, right of 2019. Ngenxa yokuthi, hayi isimo somnotho kuthiwa siyahlupha imisebenzi ayitholakali. So ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi, Tendai njengoba eningi labasakhulayo, ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe, bahlakaniphile ngempela, they're very, very intelligent, smart people. Kungani bekafaka ingqondo zabo within one melting pot? Babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na, lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy, ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing, ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting, babona ukuthi kungaba lobudlelwano, can they uplift themselves? Yena uthi njengoba uhulumende yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo, hayi lokhu kungahlupha. Asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachila yena uthini. Decent ukhona ecingweni? Right, you heard what Umlaleli was saying. You yourself have already kick-started this initiative that is somehow helping the youth. Is it possible, Uguti, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started, Sazenza, with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland, can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, not if we could have had resources, if we could have had energy, if we could have had more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. Mm. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazise amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo, abaphila duzane kwabo, kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala. Kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo ngiyakuthemba abanye kathi ke naxophisana labo abanawe tenes abancedisa. Omunye wakhona wasuke eVictoria Falls. Siza kuma-interviews eHarare. Wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha kade nga-interviewa khona. Abanye basukela emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo. Singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olukusekelo sombuso olwe-devolution of power. Kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba usitsho abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile. Abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelisa ukuzenzela izinto. Uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo. Uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensida. Alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgqeke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo njalo abantu benelisa ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona. Mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abatsha beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngempela engcono.
Othi ngikubamba umlomo one more time. Decent ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo size ukuthi yena uthi ngodabula khona egodweni. All right, muri eZimbabwe mava kunzwa kunava Decent Bachila yena he was commenting esithi pakaitika nyaya yedevolution maybe just maybe the youth are able to assist themselves. Now asizweni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimchirongwa. Joining me is a community development practitioner. Has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende. Asizweni ukuthi yena uthini umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Vakajengo ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa makade enyu mukoma.
Makade enyu atereri tinotenda mukoma.
Aiwa happy new year ndeke kutanga tichikuona ikagore rino.
tinotenda zvikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nhasi mugango. Tiri kukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tikuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vazvisimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu kutanga kwamuri vakajengo. My first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they've said, ah, inini if it was up to them, ah, gore ra 2019 vaitori bvisa mukalenda. Mungati inazvo izvo?
Okay. Actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I am concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different spheres of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and pointing out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that have been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade D. Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. So it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So actually, 2019. The progressive years in as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe, the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vakajengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact that mamiriro eupfumi hwenyika ari kungoendera mberi achienda kumawere zvichingonzi zvichagadziriswa 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 nanhasi zvinhu hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. Do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government's blueprint, the TSP, Transitional Subsidy Program, the TSP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the single set that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority is young people. Look, now the empowerment is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be the forefront in as far as the Vision 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people are at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased. Meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vakajengo, again, but pamuromo ndinzoti muterere ari kuti, and then I'll head over to Decent so he can respond to you. Nyezo kuti ndinomulaleri ndikunzwa kuti ndine mumwe muterere ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola mulaleri, ngiyakwamukira kuhlelo, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, kola, zviri kufamba?
Yebo, ndinjani
baba. Hai siyaphila, ngubani okhonekta imweni?
Uswaza Chuma.
Kodite unjani baba?
Hai, ngiyaphila, ndinjani nani?
Hai, ngiyaphila. Happy New Year.
Hai,
tina siyaphila siyaphila. At least we're happy ukuthi sisaphila. Ngempela. So mnumzana Chuma, awungitshela umbono wakho 2019 izinto zihambe kuhle na, ikakhulukazi when we're speaking about abantu abasakhulayo.
Hayi, ayi mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso kakulanto ehambe kuhle. Into zihambe kuhle okuthi vele abasakhulayo laba yikubona abantwana besabalala umhlaba wonke begcele begcine besiyabulawa ngaphandle kwamazwi. Kakulanto eyihlaba ehambe kuhle ebantwaneni. Hayi, kulokuukulu kakhulu okuthi nami ngizali noma nginje sengiyenza ukuthi nje sengibagcina nje bekhululeke njalo abantwana kulobunzima okukulu kakhulu kazi akulanto ehambe kuhle. But esi kunje ziyaplayelwa kuHarare kunabantwana abasuka njengoboferabuti khona emathebeland bo-Bybridge khonale bo-Midlands fanje abayenelisi ukuthi bathole lelo thuba lokuthi ba-aplayele lezinto baseze bazibone ngoba akula nethwekhi akulani uyazi ukuthi kunzima okukulu kakhulu kazi abantwana bathole zima bangabe behlanganisile kodwa phela inkokeli ezikhona phela ngabanankokeli umhlani pho bahlanganisile abantwana kodwa phela ngawona inkokeli ngakukhokhela phambili engazihlakanise kakula lapho ofika khona kunobunzima ebantwaneni kakhulu kazi okokuthi hhayi hayi hayi ngile angiyazi ukuthi kungayenziwa njani.
So Baba Chuma, kuhlelo silo mnumzana uDecent Bhatshila, yena uBhatshila labanye abasakhulayo came about with a program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezijeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo if they set up in different areas eZimbabwe abatsha balakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi, lapho ngaba ngancedisa kakhulu sibe bafike endaweni zonke zezelizwe. Hayi, mbona ngalokungazama sibe ukuthi kuba kuthuthukiswe. Ya, kanti mbona bancedisile sibe abanye abantwana sibe babuya bazoyenza amalo kuzeni lapha eHarare. Hayi, lapho kungathuthukisa sibe lokuzwayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi vele ngintandani kakula muntu phela obakhangelayo ngoba uhulumende kalandaba lakho vele kakula. Siwayifaka ebantwini ukuthi kuyuthi le ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi, bangazama sibili kubona bayenza into enhle kakhulu 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 kazi.
Ulawo yini amazwi okunikeza uBhatshila?
Hayi, ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBhatshila ukuthi Bhatshila akuyenze sibi gcwalise indawo yonke sibili izwe lonke leli. Uzame ukuthi umhlelo lokho hayi kukahle kakhulu kazi nokuncede okwenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi inkosi kubusise sibili. Uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola okungabanceda busazela kusasa.
Hayi, siyabonga Golide Danki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabvakunzwa kuna vasivasa Chuma, umwe womuteereri wedu anosimba opinda panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, vari kuti aiwane maondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana nechimu ichiwo chirongwa chakasetwa up naDecent Bhatshila nevamwe vechidiki. If it's set up accordingly mune ma centers akasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokawo kuzvisimudzira. Pindai muchirongwa mundudzo maondero enyu, asizoni kuti yena uDecent uthini. Decent, ukhonekta cingweni?
Ngikona Mike.
Right, so you heard what Kajengo had to say, you heard what Umlaleli had to say, awubaphendule.
Yeah. Mina wakuqala ngakutsho especially on the side of what Kajengo was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we have got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January. but no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And we have people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovela, Jombe, Chundura, and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily. Now we have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Vaka Jengo, pin writings.
I tell my brother, let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Look, my brother, devolution is a reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the Kwekwe province, are in the budget, in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. So, if you look at back to, I have him and other callers trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways. I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like arts, you do agree with me that 80% of the arts are young people that are being supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, his excellency the president met the young people under a program called the National Youth Confederation Kaluma, where issues of economy were on the center stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in fact, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And we had a number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is already implementing its empowerment program. So now to say it's just something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Makelele for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is being experienced.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere in my country. Anyone who is from Victor, from Kumbura, wherever you can work free to work anyway, because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that
there is no problem with working anywhere. There is no problem with working anywhere. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second and touch on that, Lily, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform. Tiena uthi ngodabule connect kutwini ndirikunzwa ndine mthereri khola khola mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ngubano khona icingweni khola hello
njani baba
ngiyaphila baba ngubano khona icingweni
yoi speaking to me
hey kwini kunjani eDurban
hey kuyabheda lana baba
uthi kuyabheda awusitshela okuningi what's going on
Akuru was and move on at a Zogatakuru, Homna 2019, Akuman Zazacho.
Sucking
eyes, I don't know Zama would be in the game.
Ma Batanya 2019 Mkuma Prince, if I'm at all two Zos, Vijinji, Imi Murgui, when I say Gorilla food, I wish Niki Wagabudi, Zaga from Zaganaga.
Ah, Panagan Papa's Nagana option. I see two or no door. The governor that in there, otherwise, no, Zuda Zakat Siani show.
Siani say.
rapera iri rairi waja iri asi rinoiri gore rinoiri haa everyone une hope yekuti zvinogona kuita
saka nemaonyo enyu vechidiki achazowanawo havo mukana wekuwana zvavanga vachichemera gore rapfuura
muno mugezeni ndine hope yekuti ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti tinoonawo zvishoma pane zvakatisiyanei nezvelast year
ko kuzimbabwe mukoma prince vechidiki kuzimbabwe nangwe ikoko kusouth africa vari zvizvarwa zvekuzimbabwe vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakati mazimbabwens vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotadza kuti vechidiki vaisawo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsovatadzisa kudaro
munoona kungwara kwedu nekuzihazi takadzidza ka sometimes mumwe macho tinozviparira tega tinoona lida wedu wekutanga tatinaiva mugazo muchakafu wakatina vanhu chinhu unozitingati ugodowe kana utsinye uyauya saka munhu unonge ari panext pangu handigoni kuti ndimusimudzire nemwoyo wose ndinongoti kana audobiriraka ndakutanga futi kute godo riyari handi munoona ndakutanga futi kute godo rekuti a munhu waudo ndidarika sei ndamuti aiti azamawo kuitawo bichana saka zvinhu zvinotidzose kumashure isusu handi munozviona
aiwa
tsakunzwaiirani zvakanaka nemuri wese
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma prince kandai mazwenyu okupedzisira
aiwa ndinoda hangu kumhorese vanhu vese wezimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanupf yavo vachazobva
kwete kugadzirisa zvinhu
aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu
aiwa takudza mukoma prince tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi
aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu
all right let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezo kutsisiro samnge liso chuma samnge unjani siswami
ungirait unjani
hangiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot
you know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why
uyangizwa na can you hear me now
yeah
okay what's here so let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back angithi ngenxa ukuthi inetwork ikhanya ngani yasho
Yes,
all right,
yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, I can.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Samge, basically, namhla kuhlelo we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osanda ukudlula umnyaka ka-2019. And I also am looking to hear from you guys as community leaders. Ukuthi libona ngani kulomnyaka abantu abasakhulayo. If you all put your expertise together, are you able to uplift each other? So umbuzo wami oqala kuwe Samge, awusitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngalomnyaka osanda ukudlula. What do you think? Did the youth experience enough? What did the youth go through? Let's start off there. Tabasakhulayo.
The same thing every year, like the unemployment is the same, the rates are still high, people are jobless. So when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, the Lama problem is still the same, we have no money, we can't do anything, we're frustrated. It's still the same story. It's just like we're saying the same song over and over again, and it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our past. Good and new dissertation, and you are hoping that things will be better. But you realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like, if you think the same to young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was tough.
Is there any hope Uguti 2020 will be any different? If you're saying Uguti Ingoma has been the same over the years?
Do you know what? Like, I was talking to a friend, Rizolo, a 50, that she so frustrated because we have one of our problems that are happening and she can't help. And tonight, with a few young, you know, people were saying, with 2020, we're going to promote active citizenship, you know, which we participate instead of, not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can we play, what solutions can we bring to the table? Like under resources, what can we do? What can we do more than that? Because I feel like with the government, there's no more hope. And we'll be lying to ourselves if we're going to say don't do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate in bringing our own solutions, partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, Samge, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing, Namsa. You talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Udisen Bajila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped abantu abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands, who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift abanye abantu abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like
it is.
It's mobilizing, you know, getting different people like I'm a doctor to treat abantu in different cities that he's been doing, Bulawayo, Binga, all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen, you know, kind of do something. And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are for nursing, they're like, okay, let me at least find like one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if we get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved a bit, not everything, but we would have done something. Because no one would turn out to say, the government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So either we do what we can and solve the problem that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to live through. So either we solve these problems,
oh, that's way far. Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Tutanga na ava Nikros Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, mchiri po parnat. Wa Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, you know, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
Listen, nice to hear about you. One guy has seen evidence that not V11, Umbo, Ocha, Yomki, Ajit, the background, I suppose, not our family. One guy has got to hear my radio, no more than I was a field, I was a ground. Maka in the field, we're going to the ground. We also have a Minister Fojga, which is empowerment with my policy, the women, the GSP Vision 2030, in the background. No Kuti. Maka Tarita, right now, Rishidiki, Wakatina, my programs, Akawanda, a woman, the Tana Command, agriculture. Right now, we're at the ground, we're at the field. Magatarisa, nyaya the mechanization, nyaya the irrigation, nyaya the modern farming. Jo na kuchelewa chini wa jinji, barimu irrigation, barimu bow drilling, barikita shi ICT, shino simu za upeni wao. Magatarisa nyaya the mining, zita tena stage. Tera iben top 50 ya makanzuka ye wa hindi. Mchawo na kuti wa jinji wa acho wakapina mtop 50 yon. Echi diki, ene mchawo na kuti echi diki. Ramangwa na rao kunyangwe rajino rao ra nasi. Ring safe hands. Mga tarisa kuti ma youth edo shudu zira kuti nya de ma youth aiti nya ye theory. Inya ilipa ground. Mga tarisa mchunga meri wimika chayo waka sanga na echi diki. Nika yose kukadoma. Wakatisimbisa nyazi zezishiro, wakati hiviki. Gawa wapuyo, masindaka nyanya, unyazima maini. Right now, iko zino, raba rawa manya, mayuti hedu wachiruwana mapermit, wachiruwana malicense, yeku exporta, wachiruwana mvumu, zuguta wakwenta kuexplashiro zao, nizira ya kanaka, nizira ilipa mtemu, jakara mbateza wichidiki, warimu nyazi infrastructure, nyazi uchiro kushiburani, nyazi uchiro kumadimu, nyazi ugaziro kumadiba, kine ma program akawanda ana youth build Zimbabwe ma program aitwa ni shiki nika yose so vanenge vachiona vari pa TV vagara muma dining dzimba dzavo ma towns havana chavari kuona zvakanaka zvinoitwa ne chibiki ndokunge uri pa field ndokunge uri pa ground
ndinenyanya kufara kuti mukateka budget ra 2020 irori ndichaona kuti rikanyanya kutarisa nyaya dzemabasa job creation kuvanhu vechidiki naizvozvo kune vakateerera rekaindi kuti follow the river and you find the sea.
What this thing before I take umlaleli, let me hear what umnumzana uPhathila has to say. Decent ngicela umphendule uyamuzwa uthi travel the nation you'll see the development. Uyasho njalo ukuthi ibudget ka 2020 ka baba umthuli Ncube kuthiwa hi yona ilenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So let me hear what Decent Phathila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Phathila uthini?
Okay, first of all, if we were not traveling the nation, we were not going to mobilize young people to Bait Bridge to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the area, not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops because once it is scarce, prices go up. So there is a challenge there if we can make command agriculture. If you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mtare, it's the same. She goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. She goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege. And the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the same young people.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khola khola mthereri, ndinomgamtshira imtshirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ngibani okhona ecingweni ariphari narindiyani?
Eh, makadiko nkoma maiti.
Ah, bo, mkoma ariphari fo ndiyani?
Eh, murutaro na nyasha ziti pa kwekwa.
Ah, mkoma nyasha kukwekwe tu zeo maondrenyi 2019 laka famba zwakanaka ya?
Mukoma maiti, zunagumira zwakanaka mkoma maiti. Ah, 2019 nge jipisa.
Hanzi chikuwa kena mkoma nyashu?
Mabasa, sikuwa nika, munga wa muskoro, especially kuma kwedu kuma teja institution tu. Zagano tumbumira, zaganaka, zangano sikiru waza, mkoma maiki. Kuti utenge chipi ni chipi cha mungadi utenga, sunuzache zungo kwira every day. Saka eshi, pachaiti.
Zino mkoma nyashu? Mkoma nyasha ndiku bvunzei, muri kunzwa mukoma kajengo ari popari nhare, hanzi tenderai muone mukaona panyika rose pana kuZimbabwe, hanzi vechidiki vari kuwanawo mikana yakasiyana siyana. Imi muri kuti vechidiki vana mabasa, zvino vanhu voteererani, chii chiri kunyatsoitika?
Zvavo vari kutaura vachiti mikana kuti ndofunga mukana iri kuwandira kune vamwe. Isusu hatina mukana yatiri kungosangana nayo isusu uyedza nepatinogona napo vechidiki, asi hapana kana mukana yatiri kusangana nayo. Zvinhu zvakaoma izvi.
Nemaonereni zvichachinja here gore rino?
Nemaonero angu hopu ndo yatisina zvedu. Hopu hapasisina apa mukoma mai.
Zvino mukoma nyasha endiraimbe.
Tungoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi, tungoona kuti zvakangofanana, zvangofanana nehembe yaemubhero nekunge yakamboshandiswa. Hapana chambochinja pa mukoma maiki. Isusu hatisina kana hope manje vechidiki vacho. Saka ndopamunozoona manje kozvino, ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki takuta mapasa akasiyana siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu, neyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma. Vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao, neyekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, vari kuridza kutsvaga kurarama.
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma nyasha. Mabvunzo angu okupedzera kwamuri tobva tapedza chirongwa ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose, chiri kutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumuwanawo mukana wekusimudzira chii?
Nyaya ripo ndekuti chokwadi chocho isusu muZimbabwe very intelligent zvinotozikanwa kana muAfrica yese, asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzaatikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu, vamiririri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichitarisa age yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera, saka zvinzwisisa havakwanisi kutinzwisisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sezvidiki, handiti maona manje.
Aiwa takunzwa mukoma nyasha, nguva ndiyadyikana nandiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru handisi. All right, Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana Nyasha asizweni ukuthi uSamke yena uthini. Samke Liso ukhona ecingweni. Right, so you heard what umlaleli had to say, you heard what uDecent had to say, kanye lo Nicros, ngicela ubaphendule bonke.
You know what? I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground. When I work with young people, and I'm also a young person, there's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing. They can talk about common agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know what right now in Zimbabwe, the economy has, like, sea contracted is what, I think less than 7% or something, and we let out. And I was reading a survey, the AUN, and they were saying, 5.5 million in rural areas, that are so when they say command agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think it's 2.2 million in urban areas, peri-urban areas, so suffer from a drought. So when they talk about the success of command agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground we don't see it. Now they're pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government, in their heads, or on our they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door and they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have, that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of Zimbabwe, they'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I wouldn't have a glass, there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these tokens that they have are working out, what is he talking about? I don't agree. And they have a woman who there's no hope. You know, it's so sad, you see, Lani, as a person who believes in encouraging others, Lani means I'm asking myself, what can I really say to a young Zimbabwean right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future is really, we can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with this recent. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking
All right, Samke.
Their own initiative.
Unfortunately, time has run out, so thank you so much. Decent Pachila ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. I'd love to give you all your an opportunity to wrap it up. Kodwa isikhathi isesidliwe ngumangoyi. Mure Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tatinava Nicholas Kajengo, community development practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Vesilom Numzana Udecent Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Vesilom Samke Liso Chuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndinotenda zvikuru kune muteereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tanki ngabona wonke munhu uri kugenera yokuhlelo. Igama rami Mike Hove. Bye bye.
Manera kana kamuri yeZimbabwe ino Studio 7
tichitepenyura tiri mu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle? Le yi Studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri ndira 7.